light is my divine self revealing my starting point. Light is my divine self revealing my starting point. What an interesting idea. What an interesting idea to experience in our life. Light is my divine self revealing my starting point. This light that is my divine self revealing my starting point is because I can see where I am going. I can see what I am doing. I can see who I am. I can see my values. I can see what is important for me in my life. The light, it shines all around us. It shines in us, primarily, and out around. Now, looking out around, we see the physical universe and its limitations. We see the physical universe and whatever it happens to be. But when we look within, when we look at the divine inside of us, and we let our light shine on the divine inside of us, we'll find it revealing our starting point. Now, what is our starting point? What is the starting point for anyone in life? Is a starting point where we are, in appearance, the illusion? Is the starting point the seed or the tree? Is the starting point the beginning or the end? Is the starting point the physicality or the spirituality? Is the starting point the essence of immortality? Is the starting point the beginning of immortality and the continuance of immortality and the immortality of immortality? Of its never-endingness. What is it for you? What is it for me? What is the starting point? How do we begin to look within ourselves with our inner light and see the starting point? You see, it's not dark inside. We oftentimes think, well, we close our eyes and it's dark in there. Well, when you have dreams and when you have visions, when you have experiences, you are light. And what is it they say at the end of the tunnel? It's light. It's always light. Light is everywhere. Light is everything. Light is expressing. Now, how do we demonstrate that light in our awareness? How do we look within to that light, and looking within at that light, how do we see just who that light is and how that light is and where that light is? How do we recognize and know it? Well, we recognize and know the light because every time we relax and say, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, I am blessed, a certain feeling, a glow comes over us, and that glow is light, I assure you. A glow comes over us, and that glow is a bliss. And that glow is a feeling of gentleness, a feeling of oneness, a feeling of peace, a feeling of goodness. And then as we continue in that glow, which we don't do very often, we run away to the demonstrable world that's around us rather than the reality that's within us. But when that glow comes and we choose to dwell in that glow consciously, we begin to realize that this is where everything is. Now, what word did I just use? I used the word consciously. By our conscious attention to that glow within ourself, by that conscious awareness of that glow within ourself, We are the light that lighteth the world. We are the light that reveals all things. We are the light which is the starting point. Because the light is at the starting point. The light is surrounding the starting point and revealing the starting point and is the starting point. And so as I take the time to go in bliss or go in meditation or go in peace or relax and let go and let this light begin to shine. It's always there and it's going to shine very well whether we let it or not. But be consciously aware of the light shining. As I am consciously aware of the light shining, then I become aware that I am at the starting point of the reality of who and what I am. Now, what is this reality? What is this dynamic being that I am? What is this very special person that I am? This person that says, yes, 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 or this person that says, oh no, another time, some other way. What is the person that I am? What is it? How is it? Where is it? How do I demonstrate it? How do I live it? I let go, and I let my peace that is me open my eyes. Had you said that? Really opening my eyes. I'm opening my inner awareness, my inner bliss, my inner peace, my inner joy. And consciously opening my inner self to this light. All is revealed to me. All is made known to me. And I am able to accomplish all that is right now. Because that is my reality. That is who I am. Light is that which reveals my starting point. Light is that which is myself revealing myself to myself. Light is my divine being. If I had another word for light, I would say it is my divine self. And saying light is my divine self lets me see how easy it is for me to touch base with my divine self. How easy it is for me to be one as and in my divine self, to let go and let my divine self be me as me now. And consciously, with my consciousness, consciously, I am alert to the divine self. I am alert to the light. And as that light shines, and it does shine all the time, and it is my reality all the time. It is who I am all the time. And as I am consciously aware of that light shining, and remain in that light, dwell in that light, dwell in its beauty, its glory, its fulfillment. As I dwell in that, I feel content. I feel at one with all the universe. And I feel that the glory that I am is beyond all imagination. The glory that I am is beyond all that I can ever describe. I am the light of the world. I am the way. I am the peace. I am the starting point, and I am the divine. And my light is my divine self, revealing the beginning and the allness, and there is no end. And I live in this oneness, this joy, this magic, now and always, because that's the truth about me. Light is my divine self, revealing my starting point. And once I touch my starting point, I am going forever and ever and ever, and ever and ever and ever. And I am the happiest of beings now.